Like,
I remember what they were talking about. That was a fucking hilarious thing when I said, Stanley could eat more than Eddie. No?
Let me pick you up. But you're saying, yes, you're saying
so. So we went one time, and Taylor was just like, oh, I'm going to get two specials.
Oh, Taylor, my was.
And so we were like, there's no way you're going to eat it. There's no way you're going to eat it. But so we actually went back again, and we knew he would order two specials.
I didn't actually get it.
Oh, and he also followed my lead. On both of these specials, he turned his home fries into home fries with chips, which I suggested, and he was like, oh, that sounds cool.
As Taylor does, yeah.
We go back again, like, a couple months later for another hangover thing, and I said, Taylor, if you can finish three, I will pay for the special. And
no, you know, it's one thing, you know, like when someone says, "Oh, I bet you can't eat the whole thing," and they're left with like, there's like the crusts and the shit on the plate.
Yeah. He ate all three of them, and he's like, he's got like, he's hoarding little bits of bread so he can be like getting all of the.
Three Lavoie's breakfast specials, all three
changed from home fries to home fries.
All those eggs! Well, Lorraine tells me, like, yeah, I made breakfast for the family. I need, like,
$18 to watch him do that? That's amazing.
$20?
Destroyed Eddie in the amount he could eat, but not the speed. Taylor's not a speed eater. He enjoys every single bite.
Yeah.
And he just like puts it on top of it again and again.
Olin is a speed eater. Olin is a fucking speed eater.
He made a fucking plate of nachos that
stood up for a party of 8 years ago.
No,
4 8
They had bacon, ground beef,
tons
of fucking cheese. And oh, like a whole bag of apples.
You got like a third of it? But you were like, oh, well, come to the
We were like,
That was game over.
Wow. We were like, oh, that's cool. We were at a regular pace. Like, we're training at school. We'll finish it. Gone.
Yeah, there was,
like, he just basically picked up the rest of it and, like,
I went to eat at Deja, and these guys offered to pay for my meal, and just like, you flew a ring, open the hottest room you can get over there.
Yeah.
I eat them normally, I want my shirt, so I ask them for my shirt, and then the next time I go there, I didn't have any money to pay for food, so I'm like, okay, so I sit there, and it's like, I haven't seen anyone eat the nuclear wings before, it's my second night eating, I'm like, okay, well, I'll do it if you pay for my food, yeah, I'll see it, had like a whole group of 15 people watch me gouge down like 6 wings that are nuclear, and like a minute.
Nice.
So, and then after that, it was just like, the third time I did it because I had no clean clothing, and at the time I didn't have a washing machine, so too late to clean his shirt. So I wanted a t-shirt, and the guy was offering to pay it again for his birthday. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it again. Did it, got a free shirt, my day was made. And I never actually had to do that.
I'm going, in the heck you come now, that was your crap.
Hey, where's my baby girl?
Yeah.
I didn't get to find you.
Shit.
Oh.
I just said, yeah, well, together. What did I just say? I said, I better go say hi to Loretta before getting shit. Yeah. Right? That's what exactly what I said. I started walking out, I'm like, I couldn't see anything, and all of a sudden she comes out the door, I'm like,
I jumped up. I was like, oh, well, before I do it, give you
a hug. Yeah, yeah.
You did give me
your
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I
mean, I was busting on my ear, but there's like no point. I could have break. I was just like, okay. See, back to my side, take a beer.
No, go ahead. That's what it's there for.
Oh, it's going to get some burnt rock.
I don't
want to
wear
more.
Bye-bye.
Want to get some burnt rock, guys?
What, another phone?
Yeah.
What does the fox say?
I have zero attention.
Let's write a pop song.
Hey, was it today for you Funky Town Day?
Yeah, but we just listened to radio station stuff.
Well, what the fuck?
The band came in, and he was, whoa, and he came in. And, like, we didn't have any music on, and he's pretty, like, I think everybody knows the Funky franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
Is on now.
Absolutely.
The what?
Sean can't handle it.
Oh, no.
Now
oh, no, really? Oh, no.
So,
wait, what did you can do Funky Town?
And Ian is
Funky
always...
Funky Town Friday.
Okay. Not the instigator of it, but the, he's the guy who always puts on Funky Town first thing in the morning on Friday. I've done it. I did it last week, and it didn't really stick. And now he doesn't come until like 11 o'clock, so nobody's fucking putting on Funky Town Friday early in the morning.
Oh,
okay. So it's not like you don't get into the role of it, and Sean can't handle it. But today, the band comes in, and he's like, oh, he knows this is silent.
Yeah.
He's like, I like to listen to this one webpage. It's like a radio station webpage on my headphones. So you might want to try this. So he turned me on to ACTU Radio.
What is it?
And it's just like ACTURADIO.com or whatever.
Okay.
And it's just a fucking radio station with all these different genres. And you go through.
You pick your genre?
Well, there's like two grades of genre. Like there's the ACTU Radio. ACTU Radio. And you just like go through like this sidebar, which is like the general genre, and there's gotta be 60 or 70 of them, maybe exaggerating, but at least 50.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
You go through your, like when you select that genre, it's got like a breakdown of subgenres.
Okay.
And then you
get out!
Yeah, and then you select that radio station, and there's like, at least 10 per, 5 to 10 per page, maybe even 5 to 15 per, like, your genre.
Yeah.
So then you just pick the one that you really want, and just play as fucking, like, an endless
like
thing.
All day kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Get out!
Yeah, let's keep playing, and, I didn't hear it repeat a song.
I know, I do that. Because I hate that whenever I start listening to something, and then all of a sudden Bryce all of a sudden decides to go fucking, like, wah! It's all good, and I don't mind. But in my office, I don't hear it clearly and well, so it's I'm hearing, like, partial music, you know? And but I love it, though, because when I walk through, I'm like, I'm in my office, I'm like,
oh,
I don't hear it well.
So
it's like, fuck.
Put a speaker system in there, you know?
But you know how the office is all weird set up, you got the plexiglass and stuff, it's like, you don't hear, you hear the freaking jibber-jabber talk, but you don't hear the music clearly properly.
No,
I don't know, it's fucked up,
like,
you know?
Have open.
Yeah,
the really office, what? Really looking like an office.
A light?
Yeah.
I don't, their typical, where they put you, do you want to be there, or do you
No, I mean, like, I'm going to do it, I'm going to go and work there and see how it is.
Like,
in a little weird cubicle in the corner of an office where there's a lot of like conversation and phone calls and shit going on in the background. Like,
Demon
Todd's office is bad enough, but this is gonna be more but you know what? I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna go into it with an open mind and try to make it work as best as possible. But I just think it's gonna be way too loud and chattery. Like, with Tina and Karina right across from each other, there's going to be so much chatter going on. Like, it's just going to drive me crazy. I won't be able to...
But it's so funny. I saw your, like, you got your caban. and then I'm walking, I'm like, oh my god, they're actually building, like, cabans. What do you call it?
Cubicles.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're building cubicles. Like, it's already segregated into, like, four people inside, four people outside. And then cubicles. And I'm like... Oh my god.
I'm the only one that gets
They put you in the open corner.
They should put you in the closed corner for the sound.
They should, but that's not going to happen.
You should recommend that, dude.
I don't really care. It's not going to last.
You know, It's like, Steve and Sarah went in and were like, this is where this person's sitting, this is where that person's sitting, blah, 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 and that was it. It's like really a...
Well, I mean, if you find the
it's
sound
like they put more effort into
that.
Are,
If I found a sound
it's like
too bad, there's no reason
why I
can't
work from home.
There's two phone lines in the house already. It's already set up to do that. So, like,
it's
put a phone line in. I pay for it. And I don't fucking, make any long-distance personal calls on it.
Myself, because I'm the retail girl.
I have an internet connection.
Store manager.
Just at the desk. And
And then Jamie, who's like the manager of all of us. And Sarah from HR came in.
Your internet should be covered, too.
But it's just,
I mean, I don't even care about that. I'm on the internet anyway.
But, I mean, it's not...
I mean, I
they never say,
if
like, well, you
affects
that
my,
like,
like,
oh, why?
No,
well,
it wouldn't even
you know,
affect my download.
Happen, like,
cause
my
just,
first quarter
I'm just,
was, like, summer,
like,
in June. Yeah, yeah. Crappy weather, like, tornado wind
like,
raining, like, a whole fucking month. So my patio
days
were, like,
all day long
and I got
so it's not using
looking
at pages. Maybe it's, like, the download percent would go up slightly, but it's not looking at,
your sales outside as well
download
as inside, whatever.
Movies and shit.
And they were
it's
like,
just,
okay, APAC, go for it.
Do you know?
They're all good.
Looking at your email and shit.
If it's
freaking
your spyway, well,
I don't think it does.
Patio and have next to beer. You know, that's all it's cold and
you
know what
files.
You know? Yeah, exactly. But it's a professional thing, so it's kind of cool.
But like with how much shit you get at work with that,
you
sell
this book and you met this percentage and my
law charges. Because I look at a lot of that shit when I'm at home anyway.
Well, what happened was, I had, they implemented So you would have been there for 50 giggles and nothing would have happened.
Wouldn't it be smart?
Okay, so it didn't matter that I wasn't there?
not this time, but you should say next time I want to be involved because I want to hear and I want to know and I want to blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely, I want to be at the Sylvanians because I want to get drunk and I want to eat free food and I want to stay in a hotel.
That gave you no candy. You just got to say it.
Dude, if you had a tablet, shit, you could do mobile, man. That's what I'm thinking. At some point, I'm just going to have Google Docs and a tablet. Like, I'm going to get my tablet. That movement that the S4 could afford, or If I had good video quality, that would, I would dig that, so.
Yeah. Or, but if you probably with an iPad
Look out!
Right, like with the iPad,
no.
They have like a mini version, it's a little bit smaller.
Oh, man,
it's
rough.
The only downside is if you're filming something, you'd be holding up
the
screen. Yeah. That's kind of annoying.
Same
thing with
these
right?
I really shouldn't. That's probably as big as, because I want something I can carry, like, you know, like,
oh,
bro.
Have some fun in. How much you didn't want to
I think I will.
No,
the sour cream? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
No way. I just called it real.
No way. Wait.
I'm amazed. What a sour cream. Onion rings? I don't know.
No,
but onions.
No,
those
are like flowers.
Those are
Ringos. No one else has ever called them Funyuns?
Oh, yeah, you're like, right on that. You're right.
Okay. Ringos?
Yeah, that's what I thought, and everyone's like, what? And Taylor was like, do you mean the penis? And I was like, no, I mean the Funyuns.
Funyuns? That's what they're called.
Yeah, Funyuns.
Ringos.
Funyuns.
Like, oh, yeah,
fun onions.
Whoa, Ringolos?
No, Ringos.
No. Oh, Ringolos.
Not Ringolos. Ringolos is something different.
Yeah, no, they're dying.
No, same page, Phil, don't worry. Don't get heated. Oh, ah!
Oh, are you keeping them here so they won't pop?
Loretta was in the other room before and she didn't
want to. Oh, I did.
It's literally just
Oh, from the fridge.
Yeah,
no, I'd rather from there. Okay. You know what? You're
doing sessions all the time. You're not exactly frozen. Furnace or the
electric baseboard heater. We're just there around you. This is like some sort of infrared heater that's vibrating at a different level that you kind of like from a and it's different from a fireplace fire too. Like you know open fireplace. No, like an open fireplace in the home. Like a mantle where it's like there's
not so much experience, but yeah.
Right. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That fire is different than a fire in a box in your house. Like that has a special kind of like heat that just kind of fuels a certain way. And maybe if you grow up in a house where the wood stove is the primary source of heat, like I did, but it just really connects to me. It's just like, oh yeah, that's the sort of heat source that I have. You know what I'm saying? I love to grow up in a fireplace. Well, you have a fireplace in the living room. Why not?
The
wood stove. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Wood stove versus a fireplace.
That's what I want to build a fireplace.
Like, that's the cheap. Yeah, but I like the wood stove, man. Wood stove provides a better source of heat and can be just as much entertainment as an open space fireplace. And what I'm talking about is the heat you get from a wood stove versus like a baseboard heater or a radiant heater or a Corsair heater is that you get. I don't know, and it's this feeling of you're in the room with the stove, and just feeling the waves of the infrared range of light that is heat. The wood stove is your living room downstairs, the one that's right off the kitchen. You got your family room, your living room.
Well, the green room and the kitchen is
like air fryer. What I'm talking about
is the living room.
Yeah, it's like nice heat, man.
Yeah.
And it's like totally heats up the rest of the house. Like I'm sure you have to get a huge house, so I'm sure like the other one is next there. But that wood stove adds so much to your heat.
Yeah. And we have a basement too that we can take
home to.
I guess this is your time about doing some drumming, right?
Yeah.
You know, the both parents will talk about
wrestling. Oh, it's very fun.
Right.
Really?
Really? But then once it's been screenshotted, well then you know to tell the person. But,
oh, did you screenshot it?
Yeah.
When you someone you don't know, a friend of mine,
you only, like, actually know.
Or you get their idea of this.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, have you ever contacted my
father? That was cool. I don't really bother keeping my place. I want an electric heating.
And then I always hear
for
the
view.
Great, like, family overtones with that information.
And I'm so surprised because they have a dilution that retains so much flavor. But I think I tried it before and I've tried it since. And I think they're actually diluting it. Ronald was the best bottle always good. That's the best thing I ever did, man. Like, it's so much better now than it was when it was originally made. And when it was originally made, past to now, I think it's my favorite beer I've ever had.
It's a good
My favorite Bose beer is Nightmares. But this is my favorite beer I think I've ever had. So pretty good. Well, maybe Low Chest is my favorite beer. I drink it mostly because it keeps me fairly sober. You know what I mean? Like, I really know where I stand with Low Chest. I can drink as much of it as I know I can drink, and I'm good. Whereas, like, the other beers, it's like wrong.
Playing very well.
No, it's too low.
Kilo.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm gonna see y'all. Oh. The Funyuns are gone. Something bad. What is it?
What's that?
Are these pots?
Crazy? I think I've tried them.
If you say they're hot, they're probably really hot.
The fuck?
You know what though? They don't have to stomach.
Man, that was like, yeah, I'm in your mouth. I'm gonna punch you while I'm
that spicy. Put it on fire for shits and giggles.
This would be a...
Really? I don't know.
I think they're smudging it. Thank you for smudging it. So you have to be... It's smudging. Actually, it's very special, so...
Really?
Yeah. They shouldn't be handling it.
Oh, I'll handle it. I don't believe it's smudging.
I don't even know what
it is. It doesn't count towards your phone usage. Bobbin, you just looked here for a smudging of the party atmosphere.
You're smudging my party?
Figure if you
go on fire.
I'm a brother of the Universal Life Church.
Thanks, dude.
So, one in part. It's just a title, but if I couldn't get one of my own, no. I am Peter Rabbit.
Some good socks, man.
Oh, I'm going to see.
No, no, it's okay.
No,
it's okay. It's like, I always know that when, like, 12:45 comes around, that there's, like, looking for each other to make our lunch.
So, well, yeah, like, I think I got a container. Game was on. I would have a
Do you need more flame?
No, no, it's okay.
What is it?
Your rhythm stick. The smudge. Have you heard of a smudge before?
I have people burn
sage. Yeah, the idea behind the smudge.
starts it when you first buy it.
I'm just looking for the
Yeah, and
hey, private.
The closest one to there is Northbrook. I'm not talking about places we sell shit to. I'm just talking about where we are going
tomorrow. This is a few of our friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have
North, I thought it was near North.
I don't doubt it at all. I thought it was near Bangkok because Mary Andrews is on it.
Near Madoc, yeah.
A little bit taller. Dark hair. She was teaching in Korea, and she has been twice now. Like, she went over.
Imagine you could play Left Play for a bit.
And she went over for another year.
Imagine if you could play Left Play for a bit.
I've known her for years. She's going back the third time.
Yeah.
Probably going over for
play
the
date,
year
like
this
left
time.
Play for.
And she's leaving at the end of the month. So
he's the guy
going to goodbye
making this thing sound like an awesome rhythm guitar.
But she lives in like Southern Ontario.
That's
a
really close friend of
mine. You know, Chris, like, you're a little player, so you know Left Play for Wolves, right?
I was teaching at the same school as her.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you gotta get into Primus. Primus.
Like, we worked together for 6 months.
So, how awesome is that? And you get to actually, you know, there's very few lead singer, bass player, band situations where the bass player is more or less the lead guitarist.
No,
this guy
separate.
Lead singer and plays the bass on the guitar.
I
didn't say there was only one, I said there were many, so except for Rush doesn't work.
He's got us there, but it's
confident and really open and really
intriguing. We're not necessarily getting, this is a great song, we're not necessarily getting the best version of it, but. Oh, my name is Mud.
Amazing.
It's basically
we gotta put on my name is Mud.
And his name is Rocket.
With the video.
Okay.
And he's like,
well, we're doing it
mostly
the bass thing, and I don't want to hey, Taylor, have you ever heard the song My Name is Mud by Primus? No, this is a Primus song, but My Name is Mud is really good. Can you throw it on the computer?
I can't, but I was just talking to Laura here about,
Laura, can you help?
Okay, well,
has
sure.
Has Taylor ever met Marianne?
Marianne.
At the wedding, you probably might have. Okay.
Did a girl in a green dress have a breast by
you? Ooh.
Girl in a green dress.
That happened to me.
That's Marianne.
but not in your wedding.
Okay.
Oh.
But it was Marianne.
Might have been Marianne.
There's a significant
No, I was saying, like...
She has had a love life.
Oh, you were there.
Lately, she's gotten married.
And I'm
not... That's not lately.
Yeah,
Marianne loves your mom.
You're not in a good place. 5 years.
Another story.
Lately, she's gotten really spiritual. So I was saying, like, if her and Taylor met right now, like, their brains would explode.
But...
Especially with you doing like the whole like.
I thought the thing.
When I got to Korea, she gave me a cigar right immediately because she was like happy that I made it there. So we cleansed our apartment in Korea thanks to her. That's why, like, I saw you at the stage. So I was like, honey, you gotta meet Marianne.
What are you doing this weekend?
Gonna come to our goodbye party?
A recording studio where there's guaranteed.
Taylor, come with us this weekend. What are you doing?
It's a hippie resort cottage called 4R.
Oh shit, you're 3R.
Yeah, 3R.
They're called 4R.
4R, there's even more R's.
Rest and relaxation and rock and roll. That's where we're going.
Recording studio, guaranteed to be bands. All of the things we also like.
We're going to what now?
We're going tomorrow, y'all coming.
I don't, yeah, it's like $20 a person.
$20 a
I don't know if this place is seeing you guys to sleep. It's a 4-hour drive.
We're merrier.
Come on in the car. Let's go.
Well, I don't know. You're my car.
Okay, bring your car.
No,
you might have to sleep in your car.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to be in the car, you stayed here.
Well,
and I don't know why.
They have a
goddamn
trailer.
Hobo.
Instead of trailers, they have, like, a little bed. But we're going to go.
I was worried that you were
going to
get me in our car.
You wanted, come on.
Oh, you missed what I said. I said,
Stay in your car, you fucking homeless douche. Don't even fucking try to come in the house. Doors are locked, windows are closed.
I was just worried that, like, you told us that you were going to bed.
Ideally, 9 o'clock in the morning. Depending on
like,
how we feel.
Bobby Shue is totally welcome in the house.
I know.
It's a 4-hour drive. Like, as early as we can. Because
you ever know what made it so
4 hours. So, like, we got to drive to Ottawa, and then we take the 7 to Ottawa. Then we're driving to Belleville, and then an hour north of Belleville.
What's the
So we're definitely going. But like, if you want to come, feel free to come.
Where's the other party?
It's gonna be a good party.
Not set up yet.
But you have them?
I'm wondering. Yes, that's Robin.
Yeah, Cards Against Humanity.
You're welcome. It might be like bring
home. We do have Cards Against Humanity.
But we'll stop at a grocery store and we'll buy, like, we've got barbecues.
Yeah,
I want to play
Cards Against Humanity.
Oh,
it was
weird.
Robin. Find out where the rest of the sheets are.
No.
Talk to Robin and tell her to be where I can talk to her.
What about me?
Yeah.
We're dressed to Cards Against
Humanity. Out of the country.
Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, I have no idea where they are. My friend's leaving for a couple years. She's going back to Korea.
Yeah,
we're on her goodbye party. And
yeah, but Aaron's going to cut them.
Okay.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 17 duck-sized horses?
17 duck-sized
horses. We haven't played this year.
No, I've played.
Oh, great.
Because the smaller
ones,
like,
destroy
you.
Yeah.
I like
the smaller ones. I'd rather fight horses than I would fight ducks.
Great. You
the smaller ones are horse-sized ducks.
Another log on the fire?
Yeah, it's hot as hell in here.
Apparently not.
He's right against the window. Did you sneeze?
Yes, I did.
Oh! Did they go hard? Why did you take your
really
shirt off?
Why did I take my shirt off?
If you're so cold.
The badge?
No, the badge! The badge!
The badge!
the best.
I agree, but I don't understand what Jay's head has to do with it.
Anyway, you can repent. Yeah, wearing the bag. I think.
Isn't it the red badge of Kirk?
Judge.
You know what I'm talking about. The red badge of Kurt.
Nasty.
Or red
badge. Did you say red badge or bread badge?
Red badge.
No, either way.
Oh, that was nasty.
You don't want to get your gray wings.
Fire is awesome.
Hey, Mulder. You want to see
Miller in the bathroom with her earring and
I can put it back here. Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go. I'm still chilling. I'm jelling. There's some real estate over there. I could bring the chair over. Smokey, you like hot? You try those chips? Try one, actually. I dare you.
They're warm.
Small piece, small piece.
Well, yeah, it gets hotter as it goes. Holy crap. Holy crack.
Holy crack
is what I wanted
even
to say.
Even more too much about
holy
Rob.
Crack.
That party from 2007.
I only know this side. He said wrong because he's dead. Play the way he starts.
Yeah. This is why I know this song too.
Yeah.
Robin and John and I were singing in the backyard at the fire.
Oh, yeah.
And then I heard it a lot too. Not
yeah.
Like,
how do you find it?
Even,
I know.
I found it very intense.
No.
At Marlene's.
But I love the fact that it did not make my stomach turn.
Oh my god, with the beard and long hair, singing that song, ooh, Mama Rock.
No, peppermint usually makes it even more intense.
You know,
I'm stuck
in a
red. You could eat red. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm like that.
Drunk
before
the
show?
How many drugs do you
buy in
One lug? There's a bunch of lugs.
I still have it. I didn't drink it.
One lug? One. Oh, well, I guess, yeah. That would make sense.
I have a gluten-free brownie mix at home.
Alright, let's do it.
Last time I
was
drunk, was
on the bus ride home. Can I have the dark with that? Yes! I'm a
hot girl. What?
Really?
Yeah.
But like, I've seen you all the time. I don't know. I will find a night where we were together.
What?
We got drunk together.
Why are they so sad?
Monday night.
Why
Monday night.
Yeah,
Monday.
Monday.
Monday. No, we went.
We
went.
We
went.
We
went.
We
went.
We
went. We went.
We went.
We
went.
We went.
We
went. We
went.
We went. We went. We went. We went. We went. We went. We
went. We went. We went. We went. We went. We
went. We went. We went. We went. We went. We went. We went. We went. We went. We
went. We went. We went. We went. We went. We went.
What part of it are you looking at here?
Yeah,
ingredients?
That
right. So water, organic, well, local spring water. Like organic, the barley malt. The pills in there, we put wheat. We put, well, in this one, put some caroma. The vanilla bean. Some extract and brewer's yeast.
You want what I mean, like,
bottle on the stove.
Air and stuff.
Like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Like,
because
I heard about
that
incident, and I
don't
know.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
that doesn't bother me about
girlfriends.
Like, to be fair, I use my hands to cover my stuff out.
It's a lot of fun.
I
Monday.
So, like, you guys
are
eating my hands.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't
want to
think about
other people. Yeah. Oh, no.
What?
Does it bother you? Yeah.
You were like yelling.
Hey?
You would start going around.
I'm never ever talking about
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
you guys get
into
the
stamps
on the bed.
50%.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Oh, that's luck. Ben and
I were having
these intense conversations.
I guess
so. Everybody's hands are in the barrels. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you remember, like, Bob Lodge used to have
open?
That was, like,
Earthy. Yeah.
Oh, it's probably the same company.
They probably the same. By the way, guys.
The
first golf barn that opened up in
Oh, yeah.
It takes, like,
two you buy a ballpark? Oh, yeah.
It's
for me, it's
everything.
Yeah.
But the
thing is,
yeah. I've seen a lot of good sauces and stuff and peanut butter. I wonder.
I'm not sure how well Hamilton would be doing.
Oh, no. Hamilton would probably be doing great, to be honest. We have two guys to Bump Farm where in Australia is
but I like that.
It's
okay,
Sam.
Thank you, Barrett.
Not because of Sam.
But what, no one's interested in bulk anymore?
Right?
Well, I mean, it's the quality of the product, or?
Walmart opened as well as the fact that, like, not a lot of people know about bulk farm.
That's true.
People that live in smaller towns don't.
It must do well for Halloween, though.
They don't know, like, my mom.
No, it really doesn't.
No? Halloween, you go to bulk barn, you get all the candies, like, amazing, and you get good stuff.
The best buying it from the bag.
Like,
here it is,
you know?
People
like
that.
If you want, like, I was actually thinking that when I was going through both bars, I was like, how am I going to go to Hawkesbury
are going to want this item that I'm looking at right now.
Exactly. And, like, that's like your independent grocer. That is, like, the, like, cool, we can get, like, different stuff at your independent grocer. Because, and half the stuff, if you want, like, different stuff, you know, you got to...
What is this?
They don't have it around here.
Aaron, do you know what this plane is? You know what that's playing?
That's what I'm saying, but they're not doing well at all because half of these people are still living off shit.
Yeah, they're living off CD, hot dogs.
Yeah, but the thing is, they don't want to say, they don't trust the idea. That's all we got from that. Like, they don't trust the fact that they're like,
I don't trust
the idea. I got PJ Harvey song, the words.
I'm like, oh my god, my express. Woo, woo! I'm like so excited because we'll think we're going to get around here. Like, we're going to,
you know, something has high, whatever.
You know, it's totally.